Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome again to another episode of my broadcasting. This is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, and it is July the 2nd, 2020. And again, once again, we are living in serious times, and you know, I just want to thank everyone for joining, and I just want to continue on from where I left off. I am actually speaking on the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and for a moment, you know, the Lord has been dealing with me today on love, His love, you know. And the love of God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, is actually it's the opposite of the tree of knowledge of good and evil is the tree of life. And while we get the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil is the fruit of the flesh, which is every evil that you can think about, you know, the murder, adultery, fornication, lies, theft, I mean, you name it. Every type of sin anyone can eat these fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the Lord has been speaking to me, revealing to my heart about the tree of life. And we know that going back to the Garden of Eden, we know that sin started with Adam and Eve. Well, I wouldn't say sin started with Adam and Eve. I would say sin entered into our world, not because of Adam and Eve, but through Adam and Eve. That's something the Lord showed me. Sin entered into our world, not because of Adam and Eve, but through Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve were the vessels by which sin entered into our world. And so, folks, get your pen, get your paper, sit down and listen to how great it is that the Lord God has a solution for everything that is ailing our world today, for everything that's going on in our world today. Go back to my episode here. So the tree of life is the same as love, God's love. The Bible tells us that God is love. Pure, agape, fire consuming love. The Lord showed me in 2009, you know, this was placed in my heart to do the message on love. I remember that a while back I had written an article at the direction of the Holy Spirit on the love of God. So I went back and I looked up all my writings and found the article was written in April of 2009. So the Lord showed me that love is the answer to all that has gone wrong. You know, when we talk God's love, I'm talking about God, the righteous love. All is lost. We know the first and greatest commandment, Matthew chapter 22, verse 37, and it says, "Thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." And the second one is like it, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." We can find that in Matthew chapter 19, verse verse 19, and also 1 John 4:21. And then Jesus Christ said in John chapter 14, if you love me, keep my commandments. And we know that loving God go hand in hand with keeping his commandments. And we know that back in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve broke the commandment of the living God by giving heed to the serpent, to the tree of knowledge of good and evil, by taking counsel of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, by believing the words of Lucifer, Satan, who possessed the serpent, and by eating of the fruit, by consuming the fruit, or by believing that the fruit, like Eve said, I think I need to go find this, what Eve said, exactly what Eve said in the Garden of Eden. I should have looked this up, but let's see here. Eve said that the 1 to be desired. IID. Let me see here. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 3, verses 6. This is what Eve said. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food. Food, you ever heard when you talk to people, even back in your country or in your own language, people would say, oh, that's food for thought, or just chew that down, or just eat that for a little while, meaning that some kind of information that they receive. And then sometimes people tell you something and then somebody would say, and you swallow that? And you eat that? You know? And so the language of food is connected to believing in something, believing and actually settling it in your heart and in your mind. And a woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired, and one to make one wise. Just imagine, there is a tree before you. There is a tree in front of you. Yeah, I could understand that the tree might have some fruit, some delicious fruit. There are trees that may have delicious fruits that are really delicious and people love them. But just imagine that you're looking at a tree and in your mind you're thinking that the tree is pleasant to your eyes. It says, and that it was pleasant to the eyes. I can't even say vowel words properly because I'm healing from thyroid surgery and my voice is affected, so the vowel words are very hard to pronounce. But so just imagine that she's saying that the tree is pleasant to the eyes. Thank you, Lord, for helping me to say the eyes. And a tree to be desired, and one to make one wise. Just imagine you saying that a tree, that you desire a tree, and it's pleasant to your eyes, and the tree is going to make you wise. Just think about that for a second. And she took off the fruit thereof and did eat. She took off the counsel. That's what it means. That should have been what it said. Took off the counsel of the ungodly, counsel of the wicked, and she believed it, and she took part in the act. You know, it's one thing to lust after a woman. You sin already when you lust after a woman, or when a woman lusts after a man. You lust, you look with your eyes and you lust, you desire that person, and you lust after the man or the woman, and in your heart you think to do, you know, to have a relationship with that person. So you desire that person. That's what exactly this Genesis chapter 3, verse 6 is telling us. And she not only took off the fruit, what she eat, meaning that she had interaction with the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and then she gave of herself to her husband, and he did eat. She gave of the knowledge, she gave of the information and of the act, and he did took part in it too. So, here we see, I have to go back to my page. Here we see that sin, the transgression of God's law, goes way back to the Garden of Eden. And lo and behold, man continued to transgress the law of the living God. Man continued to transgress God's commandments. And people have a lot to say about it, just like in the Garden of Eden, where Lucifer said, did God really say? Did he really say that? Does he really mean it that way? Does God really mean? He doesn't really mean it that way. God just mean that, you know, in the day that you eat of the fruit of the tree, of this tree, you're not gonna really die, but you're going to be like gods. You're going to be like the gods, like us, you know, like us fallen angels. Because remember, Satan and the fallen angels are the gods of this world. You're just going to be like us. You're not knowing good and evil. So this is what is happening today in the world. Many so-called Christians are breaking the commandments. And I did once. I did. Until the Lord pull that to my attention when I pray, and I said, Lord, I don't know how to love you. I don't know how to love you. I don't think I've ever loved you the way that you desire for me to love you. And I said, Lord, I don't know how to love you, and I want to love you with all my heart, soul, and mind. And I asked the Lord to teach me how to love him, to show me how to love him. And at that very moment, the Lord said to me, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I thought within myself, Lord, have I not kept your commandments? And the Lord heard my thoughts, and he said, you have not kept my holy Sabbath day. And I said, I'm guilty, Lord. I have never kept your holy Sabbath day. And I knew what the Lord meant. I knew that he meant the seven-day Sabbath. And I said, Lord, I am guilty. I've never really kept your Sabbath day, nor do I know how to keep it or why I should keep it or what it means to keep it. And I said, would you please show me? Would you please teach me everything I need to know about the Sabbath day? And I remember one time, you know, during conversation on the Sabbath, the Lord said, if you make the first step, I will add stepping stones and others will follow. So, folks, I am hoping that you will honor God because it is tied in, honor God's commandments and his laws, because it is tied in. The commandments, the law is tied in with loving God. Jesus Christ said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He said, it is he that keep my commandments and do them. He it is that love me. He said, he that love me not, keep it not my commandments. And let me tell you something. In the book of Ecclesiastes, it said, let us hear the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for it is the whole duty of man. So now, going back to April 14, 2009, when the Lord gave me this insight into his love, so the tree of knowledge of good and evil is the complete opposite. It's a tree of death and destruction and chaos and sickness and diseases and hate and fear and whoremongers and all sort of debunkery and homosexuality and lust and everything that has to do with sin and death is associated with the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But we have the tree of life. The tree of life is life itself. It is God in the flesh. It is Jesus Christ. It is Yeshua HaMashiach. when I decided to ask the Lord to teach me the mysteries of Yeshua, to teach me the mysteries of who He is and of His Holy Spirit, you know, the Lord opened into my understanding the mystery of who He is, the mystery of who Yeshua is, the mystery of the Holy Spirit, which is God and which is one God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, you know, who bear witness to each other. The mystery of Jesus Christ, of Yeshua, the mystery of the Father is pure agape love. And folks, it is only when God's love, God's holy agape love is poured out. And just remember that God is love. God is the embodiment of love. God is pure, fire consuming love. He is. Love is not a thing. It is not a word. It is not a feeling. It is a state of being. We have to become love just like God is love. Jesus Christ said, greater love have no man than this, that a man will lay down his life for his friends. He said, you are my friend, and that's why I'm laying down my life for you. Love came down from heaven and saved it. Love created this universe. Love created this universe. Love created this universe, this world, this earth that we are living on. Love caused you and I to come here in the flesh so that we can be saved through Him sacrificing that great love on the cross. And Jesus Christ is the love of God embodied in the flesh. That you and I can be saved. So as I sought the living God and seek Him out to find out about the mysteries of God, I just wanted to know the secret of God and the secret of Yeshua and how should I apply the truth to my daily walk with Him. You know, this is when the Lord started showing me, you know, how to walk and how to live. And sometimes, you know, we get distracted and it's very, very easy for us to forget how to walk and how to live and how to apply, you know, allow God's love to be applied to our life so that we touch others, you know, so that love will be in us, flowing over at living waters, so that others may touch that love. We have to become love like Jesus Christ was, the embodiment of God's love in Him. And because of His great love for the world, people just had to touch the hem of His garment and they were healed, because the love of God flows through Him. He just have to pass by men possessed by demons, and they sense the love of God. They sense God in Him, and they would cry out, "Jesus of Nazareth, why have you come to torture us before our time?" They knew, folks. Could you imagine the body of Christ walking around with such power, with such love inside of us? That would be, the world will tremble. Demons and devils, I mean, people will just tremble and fall. I mean, diseases will be healed. But anyway, let me not jump ahead of myself. Let me continue on as for what the Father was showing me. The Lord quickened me to know the mysteries of the Godhead, of love. I only have 10 minutes left. It is only when God's love is poured out in each and every single one of us, then are we transformed to become love. We become love just like God is love. And I've been praying, Lord, cause me to become love like Yeshua is love. God is love, folks. And I asked the Father to, you know, to just show me and teach me. Just imagine we carrying the fiery love of God inside of us, and there will be no wars, no pain, no suffering, no hate, no differences in culture. All will be one in Christ, Jesus Christ. The entire world will be at peace. So the Lord showed me. And I wrote this down in 2009. God is so amazing. The Lord showed me that His love is the answer to all that has gone wrong in the world. And without His love, godly, righteous love, then all is lost. The first and, like I said before, the first and greatest commandment is to love the Lord with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind. And the second commandment is just like it, is to love our neighbors, love those around us. But that kind of love doesn't hardly exist in the world. Many of us said we know God, but we can't even say that we love Him. We don't even know how to begin loving Him. Because many who are preaching and calling on God, they can't stand the fourth commandment, which is remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, which is tied in with the beginning of time and the end of time. The Sabbath day is a seal or a sign of the beginning of creation and the end of creation. And the Sabbath day is a sign or a seal of the end of time. Folks, this is what the Lord showed me. It is very, very important. So I'm just gonna read out what the Lord put in my spirit. It says, love has moved mighty mountains. If there is anyone in the chat room. So folks, like I said, love is the opposite of the tree of life. The tree of life, which is love, which is Jesus Christ, Yeshua, which is the Holy Spirit, which is the Father, is the opposite of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Love has moved mighty mountains. Love can move mighty mountains, folks. Any problems or in any situation, any time, any place, because love is God and God is love. So love, when love exists, it can move mighty mountains out of the way. Yes, my sister, I just got a text message that says, love is the only thing that is eternal, because God is eternal and God is love. Love has cast out demons. When the demons sensed Yeshua, they cried out, "Have you come to torture us before it's time?" I remember when I was talking to a friend of mine, a very wonderful friend of mine. I was talking to her about the love of God, and as I was talking to her about the love of God, she went into convulsion, and she literally. I was on the phone talking to her, and thank God I was on the phone, because after like a week and I talked to her and found out what happened, she said if I was in her presence while I was telling her about God's love, she could have easily killed me, because the demon in her hated God. She hated God and hated to hear about the love of God and that God is love. And to make a long story short, the demon came out of her by me telling her about God's love. So love casts out demons out of this world and out of the atmosphere and out of people's life, because people are demonically possessed in the world that we're living in. That's what's causing them to commit so much crimes and so much hate and so much chaos and so much sicknesses and diseases being created by man. And people are being controlled by the powers that should not be. Love can't cast out demons. The love of God is pure. Love has healed the sick. raised the dead. Remember when the Lord God, Jesus Christ, raised Lazarus from the dead? The Bible said Jesus wept when he heard Lazarus died. And the crowd said, see how much he loved him? The love, Jesus Christ, who is love, called forth Lazarus from the grave, and Lazarus came forth. He was dead 4 days. Love, God is love, and Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is God in the flesh. I just have to repeat that. Love can heal the sick, has healed the sick, raised the dead, saved the soul. Love can calm the raging sea. Love can calm the mind that is uneased, the mind that is worried, that I'm looking for the word but it's not coming. Mental illness, Alzheimer's, all type of cancer, dementia, arthritis, leukemia, anything at all. Love is the cure for the universe, for the world. Love has broken through the depths of hell and broke and break the chains of death. Jesus Christ, when he died, went down into hell and Hades for 3.5 days, broke down the doors of hell and plundered hell. He broke the chains of death. Love has always set the captive free, because God is love. And I will say this again because it's part of what I've written. Love commands us to obey God without question. And I am really, really, really shocked that many are still actually listening and taking the counsel of Lucifer, who went in the Garden of Eden when Eve was tempted to eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. When Eve said, you know, God said we should not touch of the tree or eat of its fruit or we shall die. Lucifer, the serpent to Lucifer said, did God really say that? God doesn't really mean it that way. He just meant this or he just meant that. It's the same thing happening today. Love, the love of God, commands us to obey God without questions, and many are still eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Jesus Christ said, if you love me, keep my commandments. It is he that keep my commandments and do them. He it is that love me. I only have 2 minutes. For God is love. Godly love can cause war to cease. Godly love can heal the universe. Perfect love casts out. Perfect love casts out fear. There are so many people that are so fearful in the world. Love can make you cry. Godly love can make you cry. It can make you laugh. It can heal all things. Where there is love, sin cannot be found, for God is love. Love has created the universe. God is love. He is the one who created the universe. God's love for us, fallen spirit, move him to create the universe after we sin. God didn't have to create the universe or the world that we live in. It's after we sin, it's after our forefathers sin and we sin. He had to create the universe because of his love for us so that his plan would be for him to come and put on a body like us to die in our place so that he can save us, to bring us back unto himself. Love can also destroy the universe, because the Bible said that in the end, when all of this is over, the book of Revelation tells us that you know, the Lord God is going to destroy the heavens and the earth. It's going to melt like fervent heat because of sin in the atmosphere and in the earth. So, and look, in the days of Noah, God destroyed the entire world. It's only 8 people, Noah and his children and his wife, were saved. So love, God's love, God's holy love can destroy evil and it can create good. And so, folks, I mean, I still have a lot to go through on the love of God, but I am at the end of my time. I only have a half hour. And so I get tired too if I go further. So I will continue on finishing up talking about the love of God, because I think it is very, very important, especially in these last days where there is so much hate and there is so much injustice going on. There is so much hate and there is so much going on in the world. Yes, a sister of mine said Floyd would have been alive if he was shown love. That's absolutely right. A lot of people would be alive if love is being shown, but there is so much greed and hate and fear and just the spirit of devils and demons are in these people that they can't help themselves. But, folks, I just want to thank you all for listening in and for being part of this this great show. And I think it's great because it's talking about the greatest commandment and the greatest gift of all man. The love of God is the greatest gift that have ever been given in the world. And that's one of the things that is missing in the world that we're living in, is love. And if the love of God was overflowing in the world, we wouldn't be in the trouble that we are in today. So I just want to say that I will continue this lesson next time, maybe tomorrow. But I will let you know. I will post it early. So, you know, I love you in Christ, and you have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you, Jocelyn, for listening in.